A very good afternoon to you. We have switched things up and we have entered into the literary zone. Sarah Al-Muhairi is here. And Sarah, you're head of special projects at Knowledge Human Development Authority. Tell us a little bit about, you were mentioning before your role in the Emirates Lit Fest. You effectively were working... Well, you're working for the Lit Fest, but you were kind of helping Kalimat with all of their publications. Now, they are based out of Sharjah and they publish a lot of children's books. Is it just Arabic books that they produce, or are they doing English as well?
Okay, what's actually interesting is some of the Arabic books that they actually have been translated to English. Mm-hmm. So they can have them accessible for both Arabic and English children. As in speaking. And what's interesting is some of the books that they actually published, like, for example, Abdulaziz al-Musallam's book, is actually stories from our culture, from the UAE culture. Mm. And when I was hosting one of the sessions, or I was moderating one of the sessions, we were actually talking about his two books, which is in English, in Arabic, it's called Ghaya wal-Hanish and Dajajat Meithana. These are kind of like two interesting books where he actually talk about the culture and basically what things can happen to a daughter. And actually Ghaya wal-Hanish was approximately kind of like The Princess and the Frog, but in an Arabic version, mm-hmm. and in an Arabic cultural version. It was such an interesting book. Another interesting author that I was hosting was Maythal Khayyat. She actually has two books right now, which is Tariqati al-Khassa, which talks about, it's a very interesting book that's currently available in Arabic, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't know if they have an English version yet. Mm-hmm. But it's a book on how a girl finds her own special way in wearing the shela or the hijab. And it's a very interesting book for children to actually read, because it teaches the child how to actually explore and find their own special way in wearing a hijab. It doesn't only need to be specifically for wearing a hijab, but also about some interesting life facts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So these were two of the authors that I was moderating.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get to the book that you have reviewed for us.
Sure.
This week. You have read Between a Mother and Her Child by Elizabeth Noble. Before we get to your assessment, why don't we take a quick listen to Elizabeth Noble herself describing her book and her motivation behind the book Between a Mother and Her Child.
The book is called Between a Mother and Her Child. It's the story, basically, of a family torn apart by grief. You meet the Barrett family 2 years after their eldest child, their golden boy, Jake, has tragically died in the tsunami, Boxing Day 2004, while he was on his gap year travels. And what I wanted to write about was the way that this family has disintegrated and fallen apart in the aftermath of such a catastrophic and apocalyptic event. So you're going to see each member of the family and how we find them at the beginning of the novel. And a new character comes into their life, a woman called Kate, who's going to try her best to help them.
Okay, well, it sounds like a pretty heavy book there, Sarah. What attracted you to Between a Mother and a Child?
Actually, interestingly enough, what attracted me was the title of the book, because from the title, I knew that it would be all about relationships. And as a working mother, it was actually challenging enough for me to know what kind of challenges in the future will I face with my daughter, although she's only 4 years old right now, and I also have a son who's also 3 years old. But I wanted to know what can life get as a challenge for the future. What's interesting enough is not every single book that you can read can actually teach you more about relationships, but this was actually very interesting.
Because mm-hmm. I believe, I haven't read the book, but the each chapter begins with different kind of relationship issues a mother might have with her daughter. Tell us a little bit about the scenarios or the conflicts that the book explores.
There were actually a lot of scenarios where, and the way the book was written was actually very interesting, because it started not with the tragedy itself, but telling you more about the person's life and how the mother, actually Maggie, that's the name of the character, how the mother actually, what's her current situation and what she's actually facing, and she has a problem where she cannot sleep and she's using cleaning as her therapy. She also reflects back to her daughter, and how her daughter is actually related to it, and then there are some actions and kind of like some actions that the characters actually took as a decision making, and I was like, why did this person take that decision to do that? And then at the end, what's interesting enough, the book actually explains, it can kind of like have a full chapter or a different kind of chapters where the character actually explains himself why he actually did that, which is very interesting, and I didn't find it in any book.
Mm-hmm. So you mean the way that Elizabeth Noble has written the book, the character or the protagonist explains the reasoning behind the behaviour? You mean the child, the daughter?
Yes.
And the mother?
It was actually different things. It was one of about the mother, one about the daughter. She actually has two daughters. Mm-hmm. She has Ali and Stan. And it's very interesting. And there is another person, like she said just now, there is a person, her name is Kate. She entered into the plot in order for her to actually be kind of like a heroine, to save whatever is left from the family. And it actually made me remember and reflect the past where actually... in my situation, my mom and dad are divorced, and my mom was trying her best to actually support our family and kind of like try as much as she can to stay in touch with everybody and try to keep the family as it is. And, you know, it kind of like made me so emotional and go back to the past and remember all the interesting stuff that happened in my life. And it actually made me feel like it's so alive, and the characters are very interesting, so real, that you actually can feel that you're actually living with the story.
Mm-hmm. So how does the story take place? You said it doesn't actually start with the death of the son,
yes.
But tell us how it starts and kind of travels through the book.
As I said, it actually starts about the current situation and what happened with the character, which is Maggie, and then it takes it to how intimate Kate comes in and how she comes and tries to explore the places and try to fix stuff, and then Maggie kind of like wasn't sure if she can trust her or not because she's like an intruder who's coming into her life and trying to help her and have her kind of like they said have a shoulder to cry on when needed, but at the same time Maggie didn't have this trust relationship at the beginning. And later on, Kate was there, and she was trying to help her out, kind of like coaching her, consulting her on what she needs to do with her family, how she can keep up with the family. And thank God there was a happy ending at the end, which was very interesting. Mm-hmm. Which, if you link it now to our current scenario and our working mothers, it's very challenging because as a working mom, you're usually most of the time out of the house. And you are supported by a nanny, which at very different times, you don't know if you can trust them or not, because especially if you have two young children, like for example, my case, you keep on thinking, is the nanny taking care of them? Is the nanny, you know, kind of like doing what you would do as a mother, which is the same thing with Kate and Maggie. It was kind of like the same relationship.
So Kate comes in and starts to look after the kids, is that right?
Yeah, and she actually helps Maggie to actually support her and tells her what she needs to do and how to calm her out and things of that kind.
Mm-hmm. So there's no husband in the picture?
The husband was actually there, but what's interesting about the husband was he had another relationship with another lady, and it actually tore Maggie apart because she was like, especially after the tragedy that happened with them. And it actually, there was a lot of conflict between the character and between Maggie and her husband, Bill. And at the end, Bill went and had another relationship with the lady. And they were like Kate was trying as much as she can to kind of like make them cope together and stay with each other as much as she can.
Mm-hmm. So throughout the whole series of events, the mother is also working.
I don't think she's actually working. She's actually a housewife, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about how that works then. within the story.
Okay, during the story, she was most of the time trying to keep the... Okay, what's interesting about her is that she used to keep a pile of newspaper all the time, and her daughter was always trying to take it off. And the character Maggie was very interesting enough that she loved to read every single word in the newspaper to an extent that she used to pile up a lot of series of the newspapers until she reads the last letter of the word of the newspaper, I can say. Maybe looking at her character, she was more of, I love to know more about the things, and I want to know how to do things and how to explore things. And she was kind of like clueless in the middle of the chapters, because due to her tragedy, she was so depressed and she didn't know how to take action or what decisions she needs to do. That's why she was supported by Kate. So it was very interesting how she took the things on in the future. Mm-hmm. And how she kept everything in place, and how Kate supported her, and how Bill was trying to escape the story kind of like slowly in the end.
Mm-hmm. And what about the kids? How do their individual paths impact on Kate and the mother throughout the book?
The kids actually were kind of supportive, I can say, because... Ali was trying as much as she can to actually kind of like trying to support her mom, trying to help her, but she wasn't able to know how to actually enter her mom's world, I can say, because at a young age, she wouldn't know. I mean, it's like in real life when you have a young person and they're trying to understand how elders actually understand and how they actually act. It won't actually work until you actually become more mature enough, and the relationships actually, I can say, develop a person's characteristics and a person's behavior and attitude in order for them to know how to actually tackle things in the future. So it was the same thing in the story. This is how actually it happened, and these are things that actually reflected in the story, I can say.